好，下面是读经的时间。
Now we'll be reading from the scripture.
今天我们要读四处的经文，由我来为大家诵读。
There'll be four places where we'll be reading from the gospel.
第一处的经文是在路加福音十五章二十到二十三节。
The first place would be from Luke 15 to 20 to 23.
在我们教会圣经新约第138页。
It'll be from our New Testament.
或者大家可以看大屏。
730, or you can just read from the screen.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相距还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说：把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。第二处的经文是在以弗所书六章四节。
The second passage is from Ephesians 6:4.
教会圣经新约第三百四十四页。
Is from page 344.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。第三处的经文是在创世纪四十九章二十八节。
The third passage is from Genesis
49:28. 这一切是以色列的十二支派。这也是他们的父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福，都是按着个人的福分为他们祝福。最后一处的经文是在马拉基书四章六节。
The last passage is from Malachi 4:6.
在我们教会的圣经旧约的1551页。好，下面是信息的时间。
Next is the time of message.
请林牧师。
Pastor Lin will be giving the message for us.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，你们知道今天的题目是什么吗？
Do you know what the message is about today?
大家来念一下好不好？来。
好，牧人爸爸。
哎，你们这么声音这么小哈，微弱的声音，再一次来。
Good Shepherd, the Father.
我想哦，全世界所有的父亲，包括基督徒在内。
All the fathers in the world, including all the Christian fathers.
从来没有想过，我竟然是我儿女的家里的牧师哈。
You can't probably imagine yourself as the pastor of your own kids.
你要牧养你的孩子。
You have to shepherd your own kids.
这个父亲节的由来是1909年在美国华盛顿州有一个叫做 Poker 市。
The origin of the Father's Day is in, it was from 1909. There was a lady called Mrs. Dot Smart.
有一个杜德夫人，她13岁的时候她妈妈过世了。
She lived in the city of Spokane in the state Washington. Her mother died when she was 13.
她有六个兄弟姐妹。
She has six of her siblings leaving behind.
她的爸爸就决心说，我不要再续弦。
Her father says that I will never marry again.
她就白天辛苦工作，晚上要照顾六个小孩。
So he worked really hard during the day, and at night he would just take care of all six kids.
非常的辛苦。
He was very hardworking.
终于他们的小孩都长大了。
And finally, his kids all grew up.
他说：“哎，我们应该来好好的孝敬我们的爸爸。”
When these kids wanted to honor their father,
但是因为他爸爸在太劳累了，1909年爸爸病逝。
But his father worked too hard and was too tired, and by 1909, their father are gone.
那杜德夫人参加他们教会，在华盛顿州教会的母亲节的主日崇拜后。
So Mrs. Dot Smart, after a celebration at Church of Mother's Day,
她就非常想念她的爸爸。
She thought of her father.
那她就把她的感受告诉她的牧师，叫做瑞马士牧师。
So she told her pastor about her feelings.
所以她就说，希望有一个特别的日子来纪念她伟大的父亲，以及天下所有的父亲。
She hoped to have a special day to celebrate her father and also all the great fathers of the world.
在杜德夫人的奔走之下，那么这个1910年6月19号举行了全世界在华盛顿州第一次的父亲节。
After her advocation, in 1910, June 19th, that was the first Father's Day in the world.
1966年美国总统詹森签署的正式文字说，每年的六月第三个礼拜天为父亲节。
In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson announced that from that point on, all the third Sundays of June will become Father's Day.
因为杜德夫人的父亲是在六月的第三个礼拜天出生的。
Because that's the birthday of Mrs. Dot Smart's father.
1972年呢，美国总统尼克森正式签署成为全美国的国定纪念日。
In 1972, President Nixon, Richard Nixon signed the paperwork and made it official for the whole of the U.S.
上帝是我们的天父。
God is our Heavenly Father.
他是孤儿寡妇的父亲。
He is the father of the widows and the orphans.
我到现在不知道我亲生的爸爸是谁，不知道。
For me, I never knew my own father.
我知道很多被领养的中国小孩回到中国大陆找他的亲生父母找不到。
A lot of orphans who came to the U.S. When they returned to China to try to find their own parents, they couldn't find them.
但是我有上帝做我的天父。
But I have Heavenly Father as my father.
我结婚的时候，我的亲戚问我说：“哇，你的婚礼怎么这么热闹？”
When I got married, my relatives asked, "Oh, why is your wedding so nice and with so many people?"
因为我说我有一个很有钱的爸爸。
I said, because my father is very rich.
他说你不是没有父亲吗？
You don't have your father.
因为我这个父亲呢，整个宇宙都是他的。
Well, but my father has the whole universe in his hand.
我的爸爸叫上帝。
My father is the Heavenly Father.
So, 我到现在从来没有为这个事情忧伤过，因为我有一个天父。
I never really weep for my upbringing because I know I have a Heavenly Father.
圣经说，我们的上帝的啊，赐给我们儿女做我们的产业。
The Bible says that our children are our properties.
你知道那个撒母耳的妈妈在他断奶的时候，把他带到圣殿，把他奉献给上帝。
Samuel was dedicated to the church as after he weaned from his mother.
那耶稣出生第八天的时候。耶稣玛利亚把他带到圣殿奉献给上帝。
Jesus also, after the eighth day of his birth, his parents delegated him to the church as well.
以前我在台湾的时候，我们的小朋友满月。
In Taiwan, when kids became 1 month old,
那父母就把他带到这个教会来。
The parents would brought them to church.
就像我们今天等一下要举行的婴儿奉献礼
，and do the baby dedication just like we'll do after the church service.
那天教会非常的热闹
，it would be a very crowded day.
因为我们有油饭可以吃
，because we can eat some special type of rice.
还有麻油鸡可以吃
，there will be some sesame chicken as well.
还有每一个来做礼拜的人都有颗红蛋
，everyone would have a red egg.
连迟到的人都有红蛋
，even those who are a little bit late。
所以我跟教会建议说，我们不要一年一次哈。
So I was suggesting to the church board that we do it more than once a year。
你看，像黄义林他七月生，到明年呢，他的婴孩就变成老婴孩了。
对。 Yuling's kids would be pretty old by next year.
所以我希望说，他满月呢，我们随时举行婴儿奉献，满月来，满月就给他举行奉献礼。
Maybe we can do it more often.
我发现一件很奇妙的事情。
I find out a very special thing.
他的爷爷奶奶、叔叔伯伯、姑姑、一大堆都来参加。
When all the relatives come to celebrate together,
他从来不来教会的。
They might never come to church otherwise.
也因为这个婴孩来到教会。
But because of that occasion, they would come to church.
而且很多人信了耶稣。
And a lot of people would come to Christ.
所以我很希望我们教会常常举行婴儿奉献礼。
So maybe we can do baby dedication more.
那表示什么意思？
What does that mean?
Oh, 我们不但有新生的婴儿啊。
We not only have newborn babies.
我知道七月、十月、十一月，我接人下来的啊，我们教会啊，
and all that,
大家心里要准备啊。
We'll have new babies in July and October and November.
好，我们看到父亲呢，活出天父的形象，做一个好牧人爸爸。
We see that fathers would live out.The image of Christ and be good shepherds to their family.
我等一等要解释牧养上帝的原生家庭是什么意思。
Let me explain what it means to shepherd your family of origin.
因为这个原生家庭对儿女的性格、品格跟婚姻有很大的影响。
Because family of origin has very important influence on the kids' characters and marriage.
你要嫁女儿、娶媳妇啊。你都要去打听对方。
When you are about to have your kids married, make sure that you understand the family of the spouse.
哦，以前在台湾我常常做这个事情呢。
I often do this in Taiwan.
去了解对方的父母。
I would try to understand the parents of the bride or groom.
因为我们很多的观念、思想、性格。甚至脾气行为是从你原生家庭来的。
Because a lot of our character comes from our family of origin.
如果父亲是游手好闲，然后暴力，常常打爸爸，大概这个男孩子，除非他信耶稣被改变，他也会像他父亲一样。
If the father is engaged in family violence, domestic violence, or have bad character, that would influence the kids.
如果妈妈像撒玛利亚妇人一样
，If the mother is like the woman in Samaritans，
哎，你们知道撒玛利亚妇人是干嘛的
？What happened to Samaritan woman？
贤妻良母是不是
？Good mother and good wives。
哎，我问你们，撒玛利亚妇人是谁啊？那干什么
？Who is she? What does she do？
她有六个丈夫。
She has six husbands。
现在这个还不是。
The ones she is engaged in is not her real husband。
你知道？美国有个电影明星伊丽莎白泰勒，对不对？
There's Elizabeth Taylor.
她结婚六次。
She married six times.
如果她的父母是这样
，If her parents is like that，
也会影响到她的儿女。
That would influence the kids.
所以，我们牧养上帝的原生家庭是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to shepherd the family of origin？
就是。当一个人信耶稣被神改变的时候
，It means that when a person came to Christ and have a change in their life，
我们来读一下这个好不好
？Let's read this。
我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。就是一个人、他的旧的行为思想。他的原生家庭通通以耶稣钉十字架埋葬了。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we'll certainly be united with him in his resurrection as well.
然后这个人他有上帝的性情。
This person has the character of God.
他有上帝的形象。
He has the image of God.
他有圣灵。
He has the Holy Spirit.
说这个人完全不一样。
This person is new.
我举一个例子啊。
Let me raise an example.
有时候我看到一个墨西哥人。
I saw a Mexican.
到我们那里去工作。
He was working in our place.
我心里就告诉我。
My heart tells me.
不可以看不起他。
Don't look down on him.
要对他尊敬。
Respect him.
你知道我在 Columbus 那个 那个非洲裔的跟墨西哥人住的房子特别便宜，没有人要买。
In Columbus, Ohio, the dwelling by the Mexicans and the blacks are cheaper.
但是我心里告诉我， but, 我一定要尊敬这个人。
But I, my heart tells me that I have to respect this person.
因为我也是罪人。
Because I'm also a sinner.
因为我里面有上帝啊。
Because the Christ, the Spirit of God is in me.
所以很多上帝不喜欢的思想行为，我就不敢有。
Because things that God doesn't like, I shouldn't have.
这是一个人被神改变。
This is what happened when a person gets changed.
所以这个叫做上帝的延伸家庭。
So, this is the issue of family of origin.
所以就是你呢，照着上帝的旨意，那圣经的教导来牧养你的儿女。
When you follow the word of God and God's will to shepherd your own family.
我常常讲这个夫妻啊，两个人
，husband and wife，
都有邪气
，they follow their own original desire，
都是罪人
，they are all sinners，
不然为什么这么多的婚姻问题
？Otherwise, why would there be marital problems？
但如果夫妻都是基督徒
，but if husband and wives are both Christians，
他们里面彼此都有神的爱
，if they have the love of God in them，
他们不但白头偕老。
They would live till they are old.
而且越久越甘甜。
And they would have sweeter and sweeter marriage along the way.
上次那个，这个徐建牧师说他结婚38年。
Pastor Xu has married for 38 years.
我说你38有什么了不起？我36年。
It's not a big deal because I have married for 36 years as well.
我们不是我们。我们好是因为上帝在我们里面。
It's not because of our own superiority, but God in us.
所以父母跟儿女。
So parents and their kids.
如果他们彼此之间是加上用神的爱彼此在相交。
If they love each other with the love of God.
然后亲兄弟姐妹彼此也是用神的爱在相交。
And brothers and sisters love each other with the love of God.
这个家庭多美好。
Such a family would be wonderful.
有一次我在台湾跟他爸爸死了。
One time, I was in Taiwan with a father who died.
留下财产。
Leaving behind estate.
弟弟对哥哥说，弟弟跟哥哥说。
The brother would tell his older brother.
哎呀，哥哥，你书读的不多哈，啊，这个你多拿一点啦。
You didn't study that much, so you should take more of the estate.
但哥哥说不行啊，爸爸的财产我们要平均分配。
The elder brother says, "No, this is from our father's estate. We should split it evenly."
让来让去。
They just they try to give bigger share to each other.
因为他们心中有神。
Because they have the spirit of God in them.
你看那个台湾那个王永庆死的。他的几个儿女告到现在告了几年还在告。
The richest man in Taiwan, Wang Yongqing, his kids were suing each other for the estate.
而且住在同一个城市，连一通电话都没有。
They live in the same city, they wouldn't call each other.
不要说微信了，连电话都没有啊。
You know, not to say WeChat, they don't even call each other.
这个就是有耶稣跟没有耶稣的差别啊。
This is the difference for having.Christ in their heart versus not having Christ in their heart.
我们这个父亲呢，是一家之主。你不但生他养他。
Father is the leader of the family. You don't only give birth to your children and to raise them up.
供给他经济上的需要，培养他读书。
Provide them with their economic means and help them to study.
如果每一个父亲都能够牧养你小孩子的灵性。
If each father can be responsible for the spirituality of his kids,
让你的小孩跟上帝的关系是非常的亲近的。
Help your kids to have great relationship with God.
这个家是多美好。
This family would be blessed.
在小孩成长的过程中
，during the growing up process of the children,
不要缺席。
Don't be missing or absent.
我的两个小孩，他们小学、初中、高中，我都缺席。
My two kids, when they graduate from elementary school, junior high, and high school, I was absent.
Because
I was too busy with the work at church.
At
the same time, I was studying also. Now I have some regrets. Now when my kids call us, I'm basically the telephone operator.
他们打电话来, 哎, 找妈妈听电话,
they would call and say, oh, I want to talk to mom.
啊, 你不跟爸爸讲话吗?
You don't want to talk to me?
然后呢, 每次我们家里投票, 我没有赢过, 三票对一票, 哎。
Well, whenever there's a vote in the family, I would never win. There would be three votes against my vote.
我永远是在野党。
I would always not be in power.
我现在买这个手表啊, 都要儿女许可, 你看,
this watch that I bought, I actually need approval for my kids.
我儿子给我买 iPhone 6。
My son brought an iPhone 6 for me.
我高兴五分钟。
I'm happy for 5 minutes.
可是他让我不能上email，不能上网。
But he would disable the email and the internet for me.
就是因为他们在成长过程中, 我都缺席。
That's because of my absence during their growing up process.
圣经说, 你种的是什么, 收的是什么?
Whatever you grow, you will reap.
我们来读那个箴言22章, okay, next, 下面那个。
We'll read
再下一章,
Proverbs 22.
Okay, 在下面一张 OK 好 好像不是哦 有一个 箴言22章第六节 哈, 他说, 好, OK 箴言22章第六节
Proverbs 22:6
他说 你要教养你的儿女
It says you should teach your kids
走当走的路
Help him lead the way for them
到老也不偏离
train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
这个是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是你要带领你的儿女走敬畏神的路。
It means that you have to bring your kids up on the road that follow God.
我们父亲的好行为就是儿女的榜样。
Father's good characters and good behavior are examples for the kids.
你们觉得这中国人说天下没有不是的父母，有没有这句话？有没有？ 有吧？
There's a saying in China that says that there is no wrongdoings by your parents.
我儿子跟我说,
My kid told me,
爸爸，你真的都没有错吗？
Father, do you really, have you ever not made any mistake?
哦，这个话很 很刺我的心啊。
Oh, this hurts my heart.
你以为你牧师都不会错吗?
You think that as you are a pastor, you will never be wrong?
哦，我的天啊， 我儿子这样跟我讲。
Oh my God, my son told me that.
哎呀，是的， 我想信了耶稣以后, 我从来不敢说天下没有不是的父母, 我们父母也是人啊。
Actually, after I became a Christian, I would never dare to say something like that because parents are also people,
我跟你讲,
sinners.
这个美国人哦, 跟他们的小孩说, oh, I'm sorry, 很容易, 对不对?
For Americans to apologize to their kids is an easy thing to do.
我, 但是你知道, 我们中国人是威权, 父权时代, 对不对? 父亲很威严, 对不对?
For Chinese, it's, fathers have this absolute authority.
当我要跟我的儿子说对不起的时候,
when I was about to say sorry to my child,
我觉得好困难,
it's very difficult for me.
但我觉得,好,我,哦,我,就那个我下面就讲不出来了。
I just started with I, and I couldn't finish the sentence.
所以我就祷告,神啊,你给我勇气。
I ask God for courage.
让我跟我儿子说对不起, sorry.
So that I can say sorry to my kid.
他说我对他很专制独裁。
He says that I'm very authoritative.
都是命令式的。
I just order him around.
我在跟他讲说对不起爸爸对不起你。
I wanted to say I'm sorry to him.
说以后我要用沟通的方式。
I would communicate with you.
来跟你，这个做父子的亲子关系。
So that we can have a good father-son relationship.
我们来读一下哥罗西书，来，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。不要惹儿女的气，哈。
Colossians says, do not make your kids mad, because that would actually hurt his feelings.
那照着圣经的教导来教导你的儿女。
Follow the words of Christ to teach your kids.
那爸爸的好行为，我们归荣耀给神。
When father have good behavior, we would lift up the glory to God.
哦，儿女都会看爸爸。
Kids would actually see their parents.
哦，你怎么样对爷爷奶奶、外公外婆，他都看得很清楚。
How do you treat your own parents and your own grandparents? They would see it.
我来到美国，发现一件事情。
After I come to the U.S., I discover one thing.
我非常的感谢神。
I thank God for it.
很多弟兄姐妹都非常孝顺他们的爸爸妈妈啊，还有他们的岳父岳母。
A lot of brothers and sisters would honor their own parents as well as their parents-in-law.
还有他们的公公婆婆。
And also, on both sides.
哦，有一次我到那个Wisconsin 的麦迪逊。
One time I was in Madison, Wisconsin.
有一个姐妹生了小孩。
A sister had given birth to children, a child.
然后她的妈妈来照顾她六个月。
Her mother has come to take care of them for 6 months.
她妈妈礼拜五坐飞机回中国了。
On Friday, her mother has returned to China.
礼拜六她婆婆来了。
On Saturday, her mother-in-law came.
哦，这个交班交的恰恰好啊！
It was a really good timing.
我发现这种很流行啊。
I discovered that it's actually popular.
每六个月交班一次啊。
Every 6 months there would be this handover.
但是我发现他们不管对父母、公公婆婆、对岳父都非常的孝顺。
I find out that they honor their own parents as well as the parents-in-law.
可惜我没有媳妇跟女婿啊。
I don't have my kids haven't got married yet.
但你的小孩就跟你学。
Your kids would learn from you.
将来你老了。
When you are old.
他看你怎么样对爷爷奶奶、外公外婆，他就这样对待你。
When you become old, your kids will treat you the same way that you treat your parents.
所以我们做父亲的也要成为我们儿女的榜样。
As father, we should be good example to our kids.
你看保罗没有结婚。
Paul wasn't married.
但是提摩太、提多是他属灵的儿子。
But Timothy and Titus are his sons in Jesus Christ.
保罗在哥林多前书十一章第一节，他这样子说。
Paul says in First Corinthians.
他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
”You should imitate me as I imitate Christ.
各位亲爱的爸爸，你可以不可以对你们的小孩子说，我们来读一下，来，做爸爸的是不是可以对自己儿女说，孩子们效法爸爸的行为，像爸爸效法基督。
As fathers, can you tell your kids, kids, learn from your parents and imitate your father, like your own father imitate Christ?
我现在不要问爸爸你敢不敢，你不用举手，因为我这里没有书签哈，不用讲。
I'm not going to ask you now.
你敢不敢这样讲？
Do you dare to say this?
你笑话我。
Learn from me, imitate me.
因为我也是效法基督的。
Because I imitate Christ.
好爸爸是儿女的好牧人。
A good father is the shepherd of their kids.
儿女啊，父亲跟儿女的亲子关系。
Parent-child relationship.
用你的时间来陪你的儿女。
Use your time wisely and spend time with your kids.
什么事情都要用时间。
Everything requires time.
因为我读了14年的书，也是用时间。
You study for 14 years, it takes up a lot of time.
我觉得亲子关系是要时间去培养。
It takes time to have a good relationship between parents and kids.
我在台湾看到一种现象。
When I was in Taiwan, I saw one thing.
爸爸很忙。
The father is so busy.
他回来的时候，他的小孩在睡觉。
When they come home, the kids are already in bed.
他早上起床了，这小孩上学去了。
When the father wake up in the morning, the kids are already going to school.
花时间陪你的儿女。
Spending time with your children.
啊，甚至陪他去旅行。
Travel with them.
哦，这个学校有棒球比赛，你小孩子踢足球，你就去陪他。
During baseball games, just spend time with them.
学校开家长会，如果有空，不要只让你太太去，不要只让妈妈去，你做爸爸的也去。
During parent teachers conference, father should also be present.
你年老了，才知道你年轻的时候亲子的关系有多严重。
When you become old, you will discover how important it is to have good parent-children relationship.
保罗写信给提摩太，他怎么说？
When Paul writes to Timothy, what does he say?
好，我们来读一下来。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你的心里。我请问，保罗的信耶稣是谁在带领他？请你告诉我，外婆对不对？啊，还有他的妈妈。
Your faith actually came from your maternal grandmother. I believe that this faith is in you as well. So, yep, Timothy's faith come from his grandmother and also his mother.
因为他的爸爸是希腊人。
Because his father is actually a Greek.
所以没有办法教导他神的话。
There's no way for him to teach the word of God to him.
所以你要花时间来教导你的儿女。
So spend time teaching your children.
你要用天父的爱来爱你的儿女。
Love your children with the love of God.
因为一般的人哈，父母的爱都是有选择性的。
For a lot of people, the love of parents, they're selective.
因为都是按照自己的意思。
Because they basically follow their own heart.
我常常听到很多的不信耶稣的爸爸在抱怨。
I heard a lot of complaints by father who don't believe in Christ.
哦，他说我做牛做马，上班赚钱来养育我的儿女。
I work so hard and work so much to earn the money to feed my children.
他说我希望我的小孩能够照着我的意思。
I hope that they would listen to me and follow my directions.
这句话对吗？
Does that make sense?
应该不是照着我的意思。
That's not, it doesn't make sense. Don't follow my own word.
有一个母亲，她一直希望她的儿子去当医生。
A mother keep thinking that his child would become a doctor.
在台湾有一个调查说，女孩子最喜欢嫁的就是医生。
There's a survey in Taiwan that says that women want to marry doctors.
所以我48岁的时候，我去参加这个大专联考，大陆叫高考，我就要去考医生。我那时候已经结婚了啊。
When I was 48, I participate in the entrance exams to try to become a doctor.
我要去读医学院，不是为这。是为了说，哎，我做牧师，如果又是医生，那弟兄姐妹有病，我给他看一看，免费的，这个多好，是吧？
I only want to go to medical school because I thought if I became a doctor, I would be able to treat brothers and sisters for free.
后来我去补生物、物理、化学，我说太难了，哎呀，不要去考了。
And then I tried to learn biology and chemistry and physics, and I discovered that it was hard.
因为我没有他这么聪明。
Because. Pastor is not as smart as some other people.
所以这个母亲就一直要她的儿子去读那个医学啊。
So mother would want the kids to learn something like medicine.
可她的儿子兴趣在物理。
However, the kids actually want to learn physics.
尊重儿女的意愿。
We should respect the will of the child.
那么按照神的意思来教养他。
Follow Christ's directions to teach your kids.
用神的爱来爱你的儿女。
Love your children with Christ's love.
不要用人的爱来爱你的儿女。
Don't just love your kid with your own love.
因为人的爱里面有血气。
Because we have our own desire in our life.
有偏见。
We have our own bias.
有自私在里面。
We are also self-serving.
来，我们来读一下，来，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。记得用你的爱去爱你的儿女。Okay.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
这个世界上有个最完美的父爱。
There is a perfect love of a father.
是父亲的爱加上神的爱。
The love of father and the love of heavenly father.
你的儿子他是最幸福的小孩。
Then your son would be the best son of the world.
爸爸牧养儿女的灵命。
Father should shepherd your kids' spirituality.
爸爸的灵命是儿女的榜样。
Your own spiritual life serves as an example for your children.
Okay. Oh, 这里有一个统计，我最近看了一个报道。
There's a statistics that I've read recently.
美国的基督徒从2007年的78%1.7亿人。到2014年，去年降到71%，就是这短短七年少了500万基督徒，每年少714,000人。
Between 2007 and 2014, the Christian share of the population fell from 78% to 71%. The number of Christians dropped from 178 million people to 133 million people.In 7 years, dropping by about 5.7 million people.
所以我记得上个礼拜跟你们讲，我心情不好，就是为这件事情心情不好，不是为我的事情心情不好。
I remember last week I told you that I didn't have a good feeling because of this issue.
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
我跟长老会的干事谈这个事情。
I was talking about this with the church board.
牧师，你是奉献吗？还是这是牧师是你的职业？
The important thing is, for the pastor, being a pastor is not only a profession but also a calling.
你有去信用信心去经历上帝，去经历圣经的话吗
？Do you live by faith and not by sight?
如果是这样，牧师凭信心，我相信每一个教会都会复兴。
If the pastor lived by faith, then there would be a revival in many churches.
因为这个部分很多受洗的人就离开教会。
There are some Christians who are baptized and they would leave the church.
第二个原因是我们的第二代、第三代，他们就离开了教会。
A second important issue is that our second generation and third generation, they might leave the church.
敬虔的后代是因为他有敬虔的父母。
Devoted children are because of the devoted parents.
我们以前在我们家里。
In my own family.
每一天。
Every day.
我用20分钟。
We spend 20 minutes.
来带我的两个小孩子，我们一家人去查经，叫做家庭祭坛。
We would, I'll lead my children to study the Bible. This is a family worship time.
后来因为小孩子外出读书，我们一个礼拜一次举行家庭礼拜。
Later on, because they live out of town and study out of town, we would do it every week.
他们小的时候，我就在旁边讲圣经故事，从创世纪准备讲到启示录。
When they were young, I would be learning the Bible with them by their bedside from Genesis all the way to the end of the Bible.
我旧约还没有讲完，我儿子就可以说，爸爸够了，我长大了。
But I haven't actually finished the Old Testament, and then my son would be like, oh, I have already grown up.
你就不要再跟我讲摩西过红海的事情。
You don't need to tell me about Moses passing the Red Sea.
但是我非常的感谢主。
But I thank God.
我两个小孩子现在教会都有服事。
My two children are still serving in church.
他们可以侍琴。
They can serve as pianists.
带青年。
They can lead the youth group.
带查经。
They can lead Bible study.
这是我最大的一个安慰。
This is the greatest sense of comfort for me.
所以我们看见我们的儿女 长大没有离开教会。
When we see that our children, when they grow up, they haven't left the church.
前几天，我去那个黄兴的家。
I went to Huang Xing's home.
Tallahassee, Florida, 有个姐妹打电话给我。
There is a sister from Tallahassee from Florida who called me.
她告诉我一件事情。
She told me one thing.
我在佛罗里达的时候，她给我一个动作。
When I was in Florida, she taught me one thing.
你知道，如果爸爸妈妈，哦，这是什么意思？你知道吗？
What does that mean for our parents to do this?
有一个妈妈，她儿子车祸。
A mother actually saw that his child get into a car accident.
他送到医院去。
He was sent to the hospital.
检查没有脑震荡。
He discovered that his brain was okay.
所以这个妈妈，哦，感谢主。以后我要好好爱主，要参加小组啊。
So his mother is like, oh, thank God, I will try to, I'll love God from now on and come to the small group.
这个苏怡凤姐妹，她说她儿子读康纳人，她说，哦，感谢主，我儿子有去教会。
This sister, his child actually goes to Cornell, and she is like, oh, thank God, my child is going to church.
我问你这个动作什么意思，你知道吗？
What does that this gesture mean? Do you know?
她很怕。他的儿子离开教会，离开耶稣。
She is really afraid that her son is going to leave church and leave Christ.
所以他才会这样。
So this is the meaning.
我也常常这样。
I do that all the time also.
我心脏都很好啊。
My heart is okay.
这是父母对儿女的爱啊。
This is the love of parents to their kids.
很关心我的小孩跟上帝的关系。
He cares about the relationship of Christ with the children.
来，我们来读一下，来，兄弟啊，来，兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。这是讲到OK.
Brothers, I really, I'm really joyful because of your love of Christ, and because various Christians.Would get great blessings from you.
因为腓利门啊，爱弟兄姐妹。
Philemon loves brothers and sisters.
所以保罗听到了。
So Paul heard about that.
哦，他说很快乐，很安慰。
He was greatly blessed.
很多弟兄姐妹因为腓利门。
A lot of brothers and sisters because of Philemon.
他们得到畅快。
They were blessed.
畅快意思就是我心里很舒服很更新的意思。
That means that they're very happy and blessed because of that.
爸爸是家庭祭坛的好牧人。
Father is a great shepherd of the family worship.
我建议各位哈。
I suggest to each of you.
我们这次这个暑假六课有一个家庭祭坛我没有开以后有去。会看就是告诉你怎么在你的家里建立你的家庭礼拜。
This time during Sunday school, I didn't get a chance to teach about family worship, but I'll try to teach it in the future.
来，我们来读一下来。殷勤教导你们的儿女，无论在家或出外，休息和工作，都要不断地温习这诫命，就是神的话啊。这是家庭祭坛的一个功能。
This is the word of God to teach your children. So the Deuteronomy 6:7 says, impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit down at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
好牧人爸爸为你的儿女祝福。
A good shepherd father would bless your children.
你记得我们刚刚读的时候，雅各临终前为他十二个儿子祝福。
You know that when Jacob was about to pass away, he blessed his children.
我常常鼓励这个怀孕的妈妈哈，她常常来做礼拜。
I actually encourage a lot of the pregnant women to come and worship God on Sundays.
我问你，你们相信不相信胎教？
Do you believe that the unborn child actually can learn?
哦，她在妈妈肚子里就听林牧师讲道。
Even in the mother's womb, he would listen to Pastor Lin preach.
Oh, 还有诗歌。
And also hear the hymns.
Oh, 他在妈妈肚子里面就受教育呢。
It's actually real education even before birth.
感谢主。
Praise God.
我们现在有三位婴孩。
Now we have three unborn babies.
礼拜我到下面去。
On Friday, I went down to Bible study.
三个大肚子的在一起。
There were three pregnant women.
哎，我看了之后，哈利路亚，感谢主。
I was like, Hallelujah, praise God.
耶和华祝福满满给我们的教会。
God has blessed our church.
生养众多。
A lot of births.
哎呀，这个带来教会很好啊。
This is great.
他也跟我们一起参与礼拜。
They also come to worship.
只是他在妈妈肚子里不断的踢肚子而已哈。
They are just in the mother's womb.
你知道那马太福音十九章十四节，耶稣来，我们来读一下来。耶稣让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的。所以你的小孩在妈妈肚子里，你就要把他带到教会来。
In Matthew 19:24, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So don't prevent them from coming to church."
我记得上次那个徐建牧师有讲过一件事情。
I remember Pastor James Hsu says this.
他说在华人教会好像没有看到这个现象。
In Asian church, he doesn't say see this.
他说这个美国教会哦，他很好奇。
In American church, he saw that.
那个小孩子不管是幼稚园、小学、中学，他都跟妈妈一起参加主日崇拜。
You see that a lot of kids, even when they're in elementary school or in junior high or high school, they would come to worship with their parents.
而且他的儿女在那里做礼拜都不会动来动去。
And these kids actually would be sitting patiently throughout the worship.
我们华人教会是不是也可以这样做？
Maybe our Asian church can also do that.
父母亲跟儿女一起来敬拜神。
We can worship together as a family.
当你的儿女真的信耶稣。
When your children come to Christ.
他重生得救。
He would be reborn in Christ.
他离开家。
After he leave home.
离开父母。
Leave the parents.
你很放心地交给耶稣。
You can just lift him up to God.
他自己知道怎么样从耶稣那里解决他的问题。
Because the child can solve problems through the grace of Christ.
他从耶稣那里得到意外十分的平安。
He can receive this overwhelming sense of peace from Christ.
天天为儿女祷告祝福的好牧人爸爸。
Pray for your children, Shepherd Father.
你看，我们再来读一遍好不好？来，一切以色列的十二支派。这是他们的父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福，都是按着个人的。所以各位，你要常常为你的儿女祝，为你的儿女祷告。
So, fathers, you should really bless your children. You should bless them every single day. Just like in Genesis, it says that all these are the 12 tribes ofIsrael, and this is what their father said to them, and he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him.
你要为你的儿女的学业健康。
Pray for their health and pray for their study.
他大学研究所毕业以后的工作。
After they study graduate from college or from graduate school, bless them with work. Pray for their work.
他们的婚姻。
Pray for their marriage.
你知道昨天的婚礼最高兴的是谁
？You know, who was the happiest people in yesterday's wedding?
就是来自天津跟烟台的爸爸妈妈。
It's the parents who are the happiest.
哎，终于了了大事了。
Finally finished this big thing.
反而我这个证婚人还没有了大事啊。
I haven't yet for my own kids.
哦，所以你要常常为你的儿女祝福。
So bless them, bless the kids.
诗篇一百二十八篇第六节。
In Psalms 128.
Okay. 他说你要看见你儿女的儿女，有没有下面？没有哈。你要看见你儿女的儿女。
You will see the children of your children.
那是什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
哦，我一次在辛辛那提。
One time I was in Cincinnati.
有一个八十六岁的长老告诉我
，There was an 86-year-old elder who told me，
他说这个女孩子她在 grandchildren 是什么意思
he says that this is the, his great grandchildren. What does that mean?
曾孙女嘛，对不对？
This great grandchildren.
你要看见你儿女的儿女。
And you live to see your children's children.
哎呀，那是多么神的多么祝福啊
！This is a great blessing from God.
我告诉你，我每天为我们教会还没有找到对象的弟兄姐妹，特别是姐妹，我迫切的祷告。
I pray fervently for all the singles in our church, especially sisters.
我觉得我们的婚礼好像不够多。
I feel like we can have more weddings.
因为你要看见你儿女的儿女。
Because you live to see your children's children.
好，所以我今天要在这里祝福每一位爸爸。
So I'm here to bless all the fathers here today.
你能够成为好牧人的爸爸。
You can be a great shepherd father.
下面我们要举行婴儿奉献礼。